What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Donnie Chedrick in for Pomp and Joe. It is the Bob Pompiani golf outing this morning and afternoon, Chartiers Country Club. That is where both of the guys are. Pomp, obviously, as the host of the event, has to be there. Joe, given his obsession with the sport of golf, is also there. So I have you until 2 o'clock at 412-928-9370. We may even get Joe on the line here in a bit. I believe we will have Brian Batko, who covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette at 12:30. Been trying to effort somebody who covers the Dolphins for the last 45 minutes, and I may have been left on read. We will have updates on that further in today's show, but your calls as well, your reaction to the massive Steelers and Dolphins trade, and if you are just hopping on and joining us, the full details of this trade. The Steelers are receiving Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and a 2027 seventh round pick. Miami is receiving Minkah Fitzpatrick and a 2027 fifth round pick. 412-928-9370. Going to kick off this round with our guy, Mr. Old School. What's going on, man?
My man. Going on. Hey, listen, I love the deal because I think Jalen Ramsey, he's either going to be, now here's my thought, he's either going to go into the slot or he's going to take over that safety position. And if he goes into the slot, think about this, Justin Simmons is still out there. Steelers didn't even think about Justin Simmons because they already had a free. But now that we don't have a free, they can pick up Justin Simmons, and that'll be a monster defense. But, you know, Minkah the last couple years, he didn't really impress me all that much. I don't know if he was disillusioned with his role. I don't know what it was, but I like this deal. I like Jonnu Smith, and I like Jalen Ramsey.
Mr. Old School, thank you as always for the call and good stuff there. You bring up Justin Simmons, a multi-time Pro Bowl free safety in his own right. Back in 2022, he was the league leader in interceptions with 6. He had a pair of interceptions last season in 16 games, his only season in Atlanta. I'm not sure if they jump right on and make that call, they could. That's somebody out there. They also have the financial flexibility to do something like that since they have a quarterback on a cheap contract. And the money here is basically a wash in the deal when it comes to the Ramsey and Fitzpatrick part. The Steelers were paying Minkah Fitzpatrick a very healthy salary. And I almost wonder, and I questioned this earlier this hour, did it get to a point with both sides that they just had a philosophical difference in how they wanted to go about things? If you recall, when Fitzpatrick left Miami or worked his way out of Miami to be traded here, he didn't like how he was being utilized. I, for one, hated how he was being utilized last season. I wonder if those conversations is what sparked this move to take place. Because within the last week, this is how it has gone down. It did not seem like the Steelers had any sort of... they had interest in Jalen Ramsey, but it didn't seem like they had much of a chance to pull it off, because we saw people like Adam Schefter and company who said, yeah, they've checked in, but it's probably not going to happen. 412-928-9370, Rob in West Mifflin. What's going on, Rob?
What's up, Don? How you doing, man?
Good. How do you feel about it?
I like it because this is just my opinion, our opinion based. I think that this takes a lot of pressure off of Joey Porter. I hope he's not thinking negative about it. He should be thinking, okay, now this takes a lot of pressure off of me. Now, you know, for example, we play a team like Cincinnati. Instead of him being on Higgins or Chase, he's on Yeshivas, or however you pronounce that guy's name, which is good. You know, so I just hope that, you know, he takes this as something, you know, not negative. It takes a positive out of this, and, you know, gets his game together in the next couple of years, because he's the future. Those guys aren't going to be here long. He's the future. Get himself together, get back to playing Joey Porter football, you know, stop the grabbing with the hands and stuff, and just go out there and play. Don't look at it as a negative, man. If he's listening, please don't look at it as a negative.
Yeah, Rob, see, I feel that same way. I think that those two guys, that Ramsey and Darius Slay, they can sort of be that veteran in the room that helps Joey Porter along after what was a bit of a struggle in his second season, where we did see a little bit of that sophomore slump. We thought he would take a jump. He didn't quite do that. So the tutelage of two veterans, and, you know, not just any veterans, like two of the best in the game at their peak, I think that would help Joey Porter Jr. in the long run, because he should be the future of that cornerback position for the Steelers. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. That's where we find the full-time host of this show at the Bob Pompiani golf outing. Joe Starkey is on the line. Joe, first I have to thank you for this. Your golf love and obsession. Limits and I have gotten to experience the most stunning trade in Steelers history in your absence, but I do want to get your reaction to it.
Man, well, first of all, I'm out here with Mulsey, and what a legend he is. He's hitting the ball 300 yards. My initial reaction is, oh, wait, I thought we were all wrong about Minkah. Those of us who said that Minkah had lost a step, those of us who had said that I don't care what the Steelers say, they put him in center field, they put him as de facto linebacker, and they put him everywhere in between, and he can't make plays anymore. I thought we were all wrong. Well, obviously, they seem to feel a certain type of way about Minkah as well. So that's the first thing that struck me. The second thing is sort of an odd deal, if you ask me. I'm not a huge Jalen Ramsey guy. 3, 4, 5 years ago, I would have killed for him. Mm-hmm. Not now, but... who plays safety? Juan Thornhill? He's had more calf injuries than Kevin Durant.
Some people are calling in asking if Ramsey would play around at safety, or if Darius Slay would play safety.
Maybe. We've seen other guys who also have lost a step. So basically we're trying to work our way around two guys who have lost a step. One guy in Joey Porter Jr. that we don't know if he can play or not. A guy who has a bum calf. Anybody else I'm forgetting here, Donnie, in the secondary? Oh, Deshaun Elliott, who hammers people but has trouble in coverage. And then go look at the Ravens secondary. You want to match up? You want to match up one by one with Kyle Hamilton and all the dudes they've got right now? I don't think so.
I do still think the Ravens have the better secondary of the two. I also the way that this happened in real time, Joe. I wish that I could have like seen your reaction, because it was really one by one. I had, you know, I was going through, okay, they just acquired Jalen Ramsey. We don't know what the return is. And then I see Limits waving his hands frantically and then saying, you're not going to believe the return. And I'm thinking, okay. And he said, they are trading Minkah Fitzpatrick. That adds a whole layer to this. And then, what, 15 minutes later, the Jonnu Smith thing. So it has been a whirlwind this last hour and a half or so. Poor Lanny Fritteri, we were going to have him on at 11:30 to talk about Dave Parker. We are hoping to have Lanny later in the show before we're done, but man, it's been wild. Now, how do you come down in the Jonnu Smith part of it?
I mean, another pass catcher is fine. We'll see. But he's put up numbers in the past, but there's nothing wrong with having another weapon. I don't care if it's a tight end. You know, it's the same thing on defense. To me, it's all positionless football anyway. Right? I mean, you know, he's basically a receiver, and so is Freiermuth, for that matter. Mm-hmm. He's not exactly one of the seven blocks of granite when it comes to blocking. They're all receivers. So another guy who can catch balls, I'm fine with that. I don't know if Arthur Smith can take advantage of it, but the one thing that stands out by far above all, Donnie, and I don't know how you feel, is if you think you have a star, like a future Hall of Famer, still well in his 20s, you don't trade him unless there's either a problem or you think he's lost a step. And obviously, one of those things is true with Minkah Fitzpatrick. You don't get rid of a guy like that in his 20s. He's lost a step. I think that's pretty clear. The guy gets an interception, you know, about his – well, no, I was going to use Limits in a joke there. I won't use Limits in a joke.
Limits gets a date?
Malzy.
Oh, thanks, Malzy, from the background.
Malzy said
from the
it
peanut
from the
gallery.
Background.
Often as Limits gets a date?
Well, oh, that's boy. Been pretty frequent the last couple of months.
Oh!
Maybe that's your lead story today. Forget about Minkah. But that's the way I feel, is everybody who said that Minkah had lost a step and wasn't the same guy anymore was right out there. So all the callers, listeners, people, you were all right about Minkah. And the Steelers were basically deceiving themselves and you. Thank you, Donnie. It's time to tee off.
All right, Joe, have fun. Be safe. Don't hurt yourself. The folks will hear from you tomorrow. Hello, Malzy.
Bye, Malzy.
Oh, Jim Colony. Hello, Jim.
There's Jim. Say hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Jim, what's your grade on the trade?
Minkah sucks.
Oh, boy.
What a call.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you later. Thank you, Joe, hopping on from the Bob Pompeiani golf outing. We have a whole slew of callers, so let's get to them. 412-928-9370. Tim is in the North Hills. What's going on, Tim?
Donnie, I love this trade. The first thing I love about it is now the Steelers have three guys that are 6'3 or taller, pass catching. I mean, that is a matchup nightmare for most defenses. Then you have, on the other side, you get rid of the guy who looks more lost than a Cleveland fan when you show him a Lombardi trophy, and then he's getting slapped around like a bad child by Derrick Henry in the playoffs. You get rid of him, and you bring in a top 20 corner opposite JPJ. I mean, all the defense has to do is get to the quarterback, and there's no wide receivers for the quarterback to throw to. So I don't know. I love this move. I think these guys, if Jonnu Smith does well, I think he could be here for another few years. I think they're doing a great job of laying the groundwork for the next QB that comes in. But, I mean, I think this team is going to be a force to be reckoned with next year.
Oh, Tim, I like the boldness there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
A force to be reckoned with. I don't know if I, you know, I don't want to be caught drinking the Kool-Aid on this, but I do feel better about the Steelers next season right now than I did 2 hours ago. Let's just say that. It felt to me, you know, I liked Minkah Fitzpatrick as a player his first couple of seasons here. He was awesome. I mean, if you remember his first, like, three games here, he was a clear difference maker in that season that Ben Roethlisberger blew out his elbow. But he was not the same guy last season, whether it was him as a player or a philosophical change where they just kind of wasted him. They had him hang out 30 yards off the ball, and he was mostly a non-factor. He did very little of impact in games last season. That role was taken up by Deshaun Elliott, who I thought filled the void very well. Elliott, you could think of pretty much every game, and there was at least a play or two where he made an impact, a tackle for loss, a forced fumble, a key tipped pass, an interception, whatever it may be. Deshaun Elliott was all over the place. That was not Minkah Fitzpatrick last season. Now you bring in Jalen Ramsey, who, even though he's 30 years old, he did have a pretty good season last year. Was it his peak season? No. Those days are behind him, but he was still a pretty good player last season. You bring him in, and you already have Darius Slay here. And I think, to the point that Rob and Wes Mifflin made earlier, and I fully agree with, I don't think this is a move that tells Joey Porter Jr., hey, we're done with you. I think, if anything, it is a way to show him, hey, okay, you had some rough patches there in 2024 in your second season. We want to have these guys here to help mentor you to become a great corner, because these two guys at their best were two of the best in the game. 412-928-9370. Will is in Cranberry. What's up, Will?
Overall, I feel like the trade wasn't horrible. I don't think it's a bad trade. I think it's a decent trade. Like, if I had to give it a value, I'll probably say, like, you know, a B. I think Dolphins got the better end of it. Their backfield was totally trash. They couldn't really I think it was like 63.9% of deep balls were collected off the Dolphins' safety position. So I think Minkah's going to boost that up. But I actually had a theory here that I think I'm going to shock you guys with. If we would have kept George Pickens and included him in that trade, do you think we could have got Tyreek Hill or Jaylen Waddle out of it?
Will, I don't think you're off base there at all. I don't know about Jaylen Waddle just due to the age, but I don't think acquiring Tyreek Hill was out of the question if the Steelers still had George Pickens. I mean, how do you feel about that one, Austin? I think it's a good question there from Will. If they still had George Pickens as of this morning, and say the trade was basically Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill and a late-round pick to the Steelers for Minkah Fitzpatrick, George Pickens, and a late-round pick, I don't think that's really, like, out of this world crazy. I think that's actually pretty realistic. Like, that could have happened.
That would have made a blockbuster even a bigger blockbuster, one of the biggest blockbusters maybe of all time in the NFL. But yeah, I would have been okay with that, because Tyreek Hill does provide a little bit of a headache, and he's very expensive. And would it work with the books? I think Omar Khan would probably find a way to figure it out. But Hill is still fast. He's still explosive. He's not the same Kansas City Tyreek Hill. but he still makes big plays. And maybe he's going to chirp a little bit like he does in Miami, but I think it would be better than what you got from George Pickens and what you can expect from George Pickens. Like, you don't hear stories of Tyreek Hill showing up late to Christmas Day games like you heard with Pickens, or not wanting to block. Now, is Tyreek Hill an emphatic blocker? And he's not Hines Ward out there. But I would much rather have Hill than Pickens. If that was ultimately the deal, I would have made it. I would have been okay with that.
Yeah, I would have too, because I still think, even though Hill saw a dip in his numbers last season, I mean, Tua was injured for half the year. Even though he saw a dip, I mean, that dude is a game changer just because of his speed. Like, he's still, even at over 30 years old, he still has not really lost that speed that he has as, you know, maybe the fastest player in the NFL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.